In our next story, we hear from an artist who finds inspiration in gardening tools. Ruben Ortiz Torres lives in California, where the lush hillside gardens and flat valley lawns have almost always been tended by immigrant workers, these days mostly Mexican immigrants. For a performance piece, Torres took lawn equipment and customized it, creating a magenta lawnmower that danced to music. Sarah Harris talked to Ortiz Torres about his piece, which is called The Garden of Earthly Delights.
Now, with these machines, now there's this sort of process of industrializing gardening, mow, blow, and go, right? Like that you could do the garden really fast. It's made gardening more and more available and more accessible because they own these machines. Somehow, having access to these tools gives them some sort of symbolic power.
In 1998, citing noise and air pollution, the city of Los Angeles passed a law forbidding the use of leaf blowers and lawn mowers in a lot of areas. Mexican gardeners went on a hunger strike in front of City Hall in protest.
One mechanic, whose name is actually Gody Sanchez, had the vision, in his own words, he was told by God how to solve the problem, and then he took out an electric battery from his car and then made this electric leaf blower machine.
The gardeners eventually got an amendment to allow the use of electric leaf blowers. Inspired by Gody Sanchez, Ortiz Torres took a standard leaf blower and souped it up like a 57 Chevy lowrider. Traditional East L.A. Chicano custom car culture brought the plight of the Mexican gardener into the gallery.
My sister's name is Gabriela Ortiz Torres, and she's a Mexican composer. So I wanted to collaborate making a sound piece where the one condition would be that she would have to use gardening machines and gardening sounds, and that somehow this music was going to be used as a ballet for this lawnmower to dance.
Venga otra, ¿no?
I strongly believe that obviously they would have their own aesthetic notions of what garden music should be. I wanted to play with those, so I would ask them, let's play with these machines, let's play with a leaf blower, with a weed whacker. With the scissors, with the rakes. Think of them as musical instruments and let's try to make music. In this particular new piece, we customized a lawnmower to dance to noises made by these machines.
Ortiz Torres cut the machine in parts and put it back together with hydraulics, hinges, and springs and let it jump up and down and gyrate to the music by remote control.
And it's also gold-plated, candy-painted, and has like a chain steering wheel. What do the gardeners think of my project? Okay, I'm going to tell you an anecdote. When I made the leaf blower piece, years afterwards, I was teaching art, and I had a student of mine that came and said if I had put those machines in the museum, and I said yes. And he said, that they were really cool, that he had a photograph of them in his living room. And so I was really surprised, and I said, you know, why? Then he told me that his father was a gardener. Just the fact that the son of a gardener was studying art there and that he could have some form of a dialogue with his father through these machines, for me, it's something important, it's something meaningful, it's something that makes me think that what we do matters.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Harris.